February 12th, Friday. What are the five blessings of prayer? Number one, focus everything on God. Whatever is contained in your thoughts and heart will become imprinted in your brain. In turn, they'll be placed in your soul and eventually become connected to eternity. That's why you must start by focusing on your thoughts and heart on God. Number two, Trinity only. Pray for the filling of only Holy Spirit regarding everything, without any special prayer topic. Just look to the Lord and pray while holding on to the word given by God. Number three, Trinity mission. By solely looking at the Lord, you'll receive a mission of discovering your God-given prayer topics. Number four, the start of the blessing of 24 hours. When you do 24 hours with what God has given to you, His works will begin. Together with God, you'll be able to completely focus on the field from that point on. Number five, 25 hours and eternity, God's kingdom. Rather than your strength or power, God's works will begin. That is the establishment of God's kingdom. Even today, God is with you. Enjoying this spiritual fact is prayer. The Church Officer's Mission and the Spiritual Summit. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. God utilized Moses as the spiritual summit because he held on to the absolute covenant and mission. God gave him the blessing of salvation and liberated him and the Israelites on the day they applied the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts. God also gave Moses the answer of the culture of darkness being destroyed through the 10 miracles. For the sake of those works, God prepared church officers, gave them missions, and raised them as the spiritual summit. There is an answer that you must receive as you look at the church officers who helped Moses. Number one, church officers who were the spiritual summit. God gave Jochebed the blessing of the spiritual summit and had her relay the gospel and the covenant to Moses until the day he went into the palace. Also, God made Jethro accept Moses as his son-in-law in order for Moses to discover his mission, and he also helped Moses lead the Israelites. Furthermore, God made Rahab do something that nobody else could accomplish during the process of entering the land of Canaan. These are the blessings that God has prepared. Number two, the absolute time schedule. God will surely prepare you as the spiritual summit for the sake of testifying the gospel. This isn't a task that you can do. Instead, it can only be fulfilled within God's absolute time schedule. That's why you must be inside His absolute time schedule of relaying the gospel and discovering your mission within that. God prepared church officers for Moses, who held on to the absolute covenant and mission that would save the age and also gave him the blessing of the spiritual summit. In turn, those church officers receive the same blessings. You have now been given God's covenant to save the 237 age. Inside of this, you must discover your God-given mission and enter the blessing of the spiritual summit. Dear God, help me to discover your absolute covenant and mission, and the blessing of the spiritual summit that you have prepared for this age. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.